Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by national correspondent Aaron Rial. And Aaron, this is really surprising to be talking about, especially here in 2023, and really the ubiquity of the smartphone coming out here and how it's really transformed a lot of lives. But now there's a resurgence of the old school dumb phones right now. What is leading to that ongoing increase?
Yes, what's kind of leading the charge are younger generations, Gen Z, which I consistently say is going to save us from ourselves. I have a lot of faith in Generation Z. They're righting the wrongs of the millennials. But there's been a steady increase. It's been about 5% a year, people moving back to flip phones or minimal utility phones. Because it's kind of disingenuous to call them dumb phones in the sense that they're flip phones or they're just basic phones that are built for the 21st century. So they have alarms, calculators, directions. They have a simple music player. A lot of them have podcast tools. But there is no, I repeat, no social media, no clickbait news, no email, no internet browser. You can text, you can call, and that's it. And also many of them, there's two companies in particular, I should name them. There's one called Punked and one called Lightphone. The Lightphone actually uses that popular e-reader technology for its screen. So there's no blue light emissions either, which is actually better for your health. I'm going to be honest with you, Andrew, I'm sold. I want one of these things. I feel like it's almost impossible to operate your life without a smartphone these days, but it seems like a good supplement for when you want to be really present and when you're just like, no, I can't be pinged by my phone all day, every day, demanding my time and attention.
Yeah, and you know, I know as a parent of a youngster yourself as well, I'm also kind of seeing those patterns being mimicked. My 3.5-year-old daughter runs around now with a toy phone, kind of, I don't know if she's mocking me or just picking things up and acting like she has to have it nonstop as well, too. So it's also kind of looking at those patterns that we're passing along now to that next generation.
Exactly. And I love that you put it that way. My kids do the same thing. And I'm worried, you know, you want to be present with your kids. And I find I'm like, man, I am on my smartphone way too much in front of them simply because you need it for everything. And like, listen, we're in New York where I need it to take the subway, man. Like you kind of can't live your life in some regards without it. But I think those moments I was like, no, when I want this, I want this from 4 p.m. on every day. Like I need to be on my smartphone. I pay bills with my smartphone. Like everything needs to happen on your smartphone. But when it's time to be present with the kids, to make dinner, to you know, if someone needs me, they can call. The phone works. They can text. That also works. Like, and then if we have to go somewhere, there's directions. Perfect. That's all I need. And I think that that's kind of what people are moving towards. And particularly Gen Z, they're so aware of the mental health crisis that has overtaken, frankly, the entire generation and our entire world, for that matter, particularly the nation. But we need to do something about it, and they're figuring out their own ways, and I think this is great. There's actually been high schools that have implemented no smartphones, but they allow this dumb phone, particularly the light phone, and there's a direct correlation between student happiness and these phones. It's important. I think it needs to happen more, and it seems to be trending that way.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, we've seen the good and bad of technology and that kind of constant ebb and flow. And really, it looks like the industry's trying to correct some of the kind of ails and maybe finding a way to try and put that genie back in the bottle a little bit, at least.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a good thing. That's what we want. I mean, I am such a proponent of this. And listen, I still read books on pages. I understand this isn't for everyone. And I'm not some, you know, Luddite. But I think that on the long term, it's good to pull back. It's good to like check out where you're leaning too much and try and maintain the balance. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely something to really consider and really a great way to really look at those habits that are being formed as well. Aaron, appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.